there's a commonality amongst people, one that differentiates one type from another. Want something but keep it in dream mode, or want something and make moves to make it happen? You can train your mind to do something or train it not to do something. You can talk yourself out of anything or talk yourself into something. Well, I'm going to be fair to you since you're taking time to listen and confess that in past years, I've talked myself out of many things. Had I committed, I would have become a journalist, a published author, long before now, perhaps a teacher, a world-renowned speaker, or a sports commentator. You know the cliche, hindsight is 20/20. I almost did it again just last week, that is, talked myself out of something. Out of accepting an offer to speak in Rome, Italy in November at a women's conference. I told myself that I know other avenues to deliver a message without traveling to Italy. There's technology that works really well, and we've become very familiar with one of them, popularly known as Zoom. But this conference and I can either decline to speak or go to the conference and be a reason why international women seek to be even greater women than they already are. I chose the latter because I thought about how fortunate I was not just to receive the invite, but the opportunity I'd have to get something done for purposes greater than myself. Grit and grace. There are moments in our lives that we gotta use grit, which points to our growth and tenacity, and be about that grace that reflects honor and goodwill. I think about so many women and men whom I've come to know, some on a deeper level than others, but all have impacted me on one level or another, professionally and personally. A few have not a clue that I celebrate who they've become and the daily work they do in a challenging world. I hope they don't mind that I name them, but it's purely out of respect for the grit and grace I've identified in them. I start with my very own children, Allison and Alan, my son-in-law, Will, and even my grandchildren. Oh yes, even little ones can contribute to your growth journey. I have a large family, and they are my co-authors, so to speak, of my real-time grit and grace. I've gained so much knowledge from them, and certainly I'm not short of prophetic and merited experiences of a lifetime because of them. My siblings are awesome. I've crossed paths with great leaders, and I mean the real deal type, like presidents of corporations, philanthropists, oh boy, humanitarians, unbiased humanitarians, and a pastor whom I call my spiritual mentor, but he contributes more to my family than teaching biblical lessons. He's a respected life mentor. My parents are deceased. My father died before I entered first grade, and my mother died over a decade ago. Now that's where my grit and grace really come from. Thank you, Mom. I'm going to mention other people, and here's where it gets tricky. When we watch award programs like the Oscars and Grammys, we notice that winners try to remember everyone they want or should thank. I've thought to myself that while I'm on stage to accept awards, I'll just say, I thank our Creator, my family, and all of you who helped me to get to this junction of public recognition. You know who you are. That way, I'm covered. I won't have to follow up with an apology. But I must say here, on my very own podcast stage that I created in 2019, that I'm in the company of people who exercise grit and grace. I don't have to talk to them or be with them every day to know it, because I read about their accomplishments, and their accomplishments impact a whole lot of people. I honorably name Marshall Feaster, my business partner and co-author, who is at the root of our business's grit and grace. my good friend and business associate, Rick Clark, a business mogul. Look him up. He's on LinkedIn. Fields Jackson, who was the face of diversity, equity, and inclusion long before it became a hot topic in our society. You can look him up on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Silk Cozart is in the entertainment lane, starred in many movies, and has ongoing special projects. Look him up. You know him. There are so many others whom I can name who contributed to my grit and grace, and many do not even know they did or still do. I have a knack for pulling what I need from the greats to get the life prize that I seek. Because of our Creator and so many people along my path, my grit and grace look darn good. I trained my mind to get where I am and keep it in training mode, because with every day comes learning. Don't collect negativity nor the bad stuff that some people seem to be so generous with serving you, except to use them to get to the good. Grit and grace come with procedure. It's a process. It gets better with age, kind of like fine wine. Wine like Black Fox Farms wines. Yep, that's a nod. I'll end with this message that was given during an interview with Ray Bennett, former president of Marriott Hotels franchise. Needless to say, he was a top-ranked exec who passed away just last month. He certainly impacted my life, and I didn't tell him. He had so many bedrock principles. But he said once, bet on yourself. Go to Amazon's website and order a memoir that will hands down change your perspective about life. The name of the book is I Know Why Mama Cried, a memoir by Goya Spry and Marshall Feaster. It's the first book in a series. 5-star reviews are parked on Amazon's website. And while I have your attention, peruse our website, gmacservicesllc.com. Marshall and I are the principals of a consulting and advisory group. We elevate individuals and companies to their desired places. I'm Goya Spry, yeah? Creator and host of Plugging In with GPS. I hope this episode sharpened your grit and grace and reduced any anxiety you may have had. Go out in the world and give it a 120%. Make your own life-defining moment. Welcome, new listeners. And hey, bye-bye for now.